Passes through. You're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of U-Talk. It's a really fun episode today. We're starting off with a series of interviews connecting with individuals and filmmakers participating in the Gimli International Film Festival. Our first segment introduces Anita and Catherine. Let's get into it.
My name is Catherine Delude. Yes, I'm a very emerging filmmaker. I've been in the industry since 2015, but I started from the association point of area, you know, with OSM, and then I moved on to working in production and eventually freelancing as a writer-director. And this is my first film.
I'm Anita LeBeau. I have been working principally in animation for probably quite a good 30 years now, I think, and done some documentaries. But most of what I've done is in animation. First, starting with the National Film Board, I did several films with them, and the last couple of films I've done have been independent, and just got some funding so that I can start my next project.
This is so exciting because we have two people taking different approaches to film. So trying to, you know, get to the heart of that is going to be really exciting for our listeners. I guess just, you know, you're going to be competing in the Manitoba Shorts competition. How about we just go over both of your films and, you know, what you'll be exploring in them?
So my short is non-scripted, so more along the lines of a documentary. I self-produced it last year, so crowdfunded, found sponsorships, and did everything myself, which allowed me to hire an amazing team of women. So it's mostly women. I have one man who's the composer. So the topic is body diversity, and it was a topic really close to my heart. As a woman, we are, you know, bombarded with images of what we're supposed to look like and how we're supposed to act and et cetera. And body image issues has something, you know, has been something for me that, you know, has been present my whole life. But as you start to explore that topic, you realize that most women, especially women, but it's very general now, I feel. But from a women's point of view, most women have had at some point in their lives issues with their body. So I met with Terry Hofford, who's a photographer, but also a body image educator, and she's fantastic. She's just great. So the film is Rosalie, the protagonist, who is 30, now she's 32. But she wanted to better her relationship with her body because she was fed up with having those negative emotions, and decided to do a boudoir shoot. So with Terry, and who, for those who don't know what boudoir is, it's, you know, lingerie, very sensual. So exploring sensuality as a woman, and doing it for herself, not for anyone else. And Rosalie just happens to have a disability, and so she's a wheelchair user. But it isn't the focal point of the story. Rosalie is a woman first, obviously. And so we come in her house and we explore her intimate, you know, experience of day-to-day life and how she interacts with her own body because she needs support. And then we go and do this photo shoot, and then we just have the reveal at the end and just how, you know, it changes her.
Wow. That's going to be really fun to watch, right?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your short.
My short is called Eight Rooms, and it was funded by Manitoba Arts Council and the Canada Council for the Arts. In it, I wanted to replicate something that happens to me when I dream. Very often when I dream, I enter rooms, rooms that have filled with boxes and to look through, or just curios, or they're looking out at strange locations. And it's just such a common theme in my dreams that I wanted to see if I could explore that through film. But in order to do that, I didn't want to create the rooms myself. You know, like, I didn't want to create a film that had rooms that I was making, because then there was nothing curious or interesting about them if I was doing that, if I had characters moving through those rooms. So what I did was invite seven artists to come and join me in this project, and I just gave them the instructions to create a space for my characters to explore. So they created these actual physical spaces. So we've got these dioramas that are, wow, you know, about 2x2x2, but they're all different sizes. And we had hoped to do this as a collective, but of course, you know, COVID came along. So we're all kind of working individually in our own spaces. I also created one of the dioramas. And the idea was to bring the dioramas into a studio and eventually photograph them and film them, create footage, because I'm working in 2D in digital animation. So the images and the footage that I brought in were filmed in the studio, and then I brought them in the software, and my characters, I superimposed the characters moving through the spaces that way.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Whoa.
And I also worked with all women, essentially, and I'd love to list their names if that's possible.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to do it in order of when the rooms appeared, but it's Heather Comis, Reva Stone, Susie Smith, Barb Flemington, Shirley Brown, Seema Goyal, and Diana Thornycroft. And the composer was Christine Fellows. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was wonderful.
I think that's the cool part about the Gimli International Film Festival, that it creates this opportunity to bring different films of all sorts of different backgrounds and ideas to people to come and see, as well as people in the industry to work with each other and bounce ideas off each other. Because talking with Alan and all of them, they're talking about, it's like, you know, there's these films and then there's all these workshops that people can attend. So it's really exciting. For short films, I know some people be like, it's a short film, it's way shorter than like a feature length film, but you have to tell a cohesive story in a short amount of time. What is the process like for that, breaking down the idea and trying to fit it within those sort of restrictions?
It's very different in documentary from, you know, something creative like Anita did. For documentary, I mean, for me, it was quite simple. There's still three acts, right? We still meet the character, and then we see her explore her quest, you know, going forward, and then we see the ending and the results. So it's I feel like it's more succinct, but some stories I find are better told in shorts because they're more powerful, because you don't have the meandering, you know, some films, especially American films, you feel it could have stopped before, right? I didn't say that.
I've definitely had experiences like that where you're watching a movie and you're like, oh, it just drags on a little too long.
Exactly. And sometimes it's just okay to accept the format and to, you know, celebrate the format and just have it be as powerful as you can in a shorter. Sometimes you just walk away from a short as amazed as it would be for a feature.
And maybe a little more amazed because, you know, maybe you're not as exhausted afterwards.
Or you didn't get distracted. I think sometimes, you know, being able to focus for 8-15 minutes is a lot right now for our society. So it's great to have people's attention, you know, for that period of time.
Yeah, keeping things tight in a short is an art, and it is something that you have to be mindful of. You know, even with my projects with these women, I said to them, you know, you might be lucky to get like 40 seconds of your room being on screen, because it's got to keep moving, and you can't dwell too long in one space before you're going to lose the audience. So you have to be, I have to plan really well in advance for that. I mean, the difference with me is that I'm setting something up and having a very tight plan before I even start animating, whereas you probably have, you know, miles of footage that you didn't even, you know, use, although I guess I suppose in some ways you can stay pretty tight on that.
Actually, it was pretty tight, yeah. Because throughout the process of prepping and crowdfunding and et cetera, Rosalie Best, who is our main character, became a friend, and we would, you know, bounce ideas before we even started and got in the room. And because it's very intimate, so we see her in the morning routine when her aide comes in to help her shower, we had to discuss, you know, not only consent, but what could we see? To which extent could we be involved? And we do get in the washroom where we see her in the shower. It's very respectful and we don't see anything. But because these were intimate moments, conversations had to happen prior, which allowed us to prep, you know, this is going to happen for an hour and then we're going to do this. And I don't feel like we had any extra footage. It was pretty tight.
Well, that's really good.
So having a game plan before turning on the camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I took a little training class at Film Training Manitoba just to shoot a scene. And as my first time working with actors and shooting a scene, my brain was going all over the place. Like, what if I do this? What if I do this? And like, you know, in high school and everything, I would work on films with my friends and everything. But that's way different because you can be like, oh, let's try this. But when you have a time limit, like I was at Film Training Manitoba, it's a completely different ballgame.
Well, that and a budget.
Exactly. I was just going to say, yeah. You have a day and you're paying people and you can't, you know, waste your time too much.
Absolutely,
What first got you both interested in film? What was it that you're... Yes, I want to dedicate so much time and so much of my brain space to make this idea from inside into a reality.
Well, I don't know. In my case, I guess I've always, you know, as a kid, wanted to be a storyteller. And, you know, at first I thought about writing. I mean, I still try to write. But, you know, when I was younger, I thought I'd go to university, and when I graduated in 3 years, I'd be a writer, you know. And you know, the thing that, and I always been interested in animation. When I was a kid, I think at one time I tucked a note under my mom and dad's pillow and said, you know, can I move to Disneyland and learn how to be an animator? But you know, it took until I went to see a movie with my cousin. I think it was A Fish Called Wanda. And back in the day when they would show films before that, like shorts, it was The Cat Came Back. And, you know, I thought, oh, this is so good. And then I saw that it was made in Winnipeg, and it was like my jaw dropped. It's like, what? You know, you can make, you know, you can do animation here. And ended up at an open house at the NFB. I can't even tell you what year it was, probably 1988 or something like that. And kind of slowly worked my way into being involved there, you know, with the things that they had going on. And, you know, a lot of it, there were some little courses that I took, but a lot of it was just, you know, doing and also learning from the people who I was working with because they were better animators than me. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like practicing piano, right? You have to do it over and over and over again to learn and to stay tuned into it and to get better at it. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm trusting that that's what's happening with me. So that's maybe amazing. when I'm old.
Watch what you say and watch what you do. You gotta watch what you wish for, 'cause it might be
I could be your mouth, you could be my flame. Just take me far away from here. If you be my Saturn, I could be your rain. Just take me far away from here. Take me far away. Take me to another planet. We should pop another. We should love each other. But I would rather. Lips on the bottle. I'm on the throttle. More smoke, more drink. I don't wanna remember my name. It takes too much these days. I can't catch a. I can't catch a buzz this way. I don't wanna feel my fate. I could be your mouth, you could be my flame. Just take me far away from here. If you be my Saturn, I could be your rain. Just take me far away from here. Take me far away. Strawberry breeze blows easily. Finally free, forgive your enemies. Slow down, got myself. I was so down. Really had my hopes up. I feel lost. I wish I could sleep enough to feel rested. I wish I could visit, but I get distracted. Break it all down into fractions. Flowery patterns, so fractal. Cosmos, psychos, galaxies in my bones. Trying to find my home. Wandering soul, I go, you go. Can we go somewhere? Get me lost in space. I don't care. As long as I'm not here. As long as I'm not here. I could be your mouth, you could be my flame. Just take me far away from here. If you be my Saturn, I could be your rain. Just take me far away from here. Take me far away.
Do you have any animators that kind of inspire you, that you like look at their work and you're like, wow, this is amazing?
God, every animator that I look at, there's always something about what they do that that I'm taking something from. And, you know, I have been working on a project for Cordell Barker, you know, mm-hmm. who did The Cat Came Back. And so his comic timing is so excellent that you know, it's just a pleasure to work with him, because he'll change something that I've done. And it's sort of like, oh, that's incredible. That's great. And then there's, you know, a whole slew of other animators and that I've really admired. But, you know, I don't know, I should bring a ready list and then I can list them off like I did my artists.
Well, that's okay. Well, I mean, this is a whole separate conversation we could have about animation and the influences, people growing up on anime, and now they're bringing that into their films and shows. It's so cool. Yourself, what inspired you to get into film?
I'm a journalist by trade. So I was trained as a journalist. I am originally from Montreal and moved here to work at CBC. And then I, you know, transitioned to, because I preferred longer formats. So for me, the natural, where I'm comfortable is documentary, obviously. So for me, working in film, this is my first film, is a little bit more intimidating, because it's not, while this is non-scripted, this short that is I'm presenting, the aesthetics is completely different, and the approach by the team, so your DP, your lighting, your audio person, and the synergy within the team is completely different than doing news, which, you know, I'm still unlearning. but also I'm pitching at the RBC pitch competition, and that would be my first fiction, and I'm terrified. And I didn't want to say that I was pitching, because I don't want too many people. I'm so scared. but doing fiction is a whole other environment, and that I'm still learning the cues. And that's why I'm happy to have some support and reaching out to people who've done it and asking for mentorship and et cetera. What turned me to film and to audio visual production essentially is perhaps a little bit the ability to tell your stories, or stories that matter to you. In the news, sometimes you don't get to choose what would matter most. It's something maybe that, you know, is a little bit more trivial at times, and to me it was just a better fit to be in production. And I just happened to take on these big girl shoes of producing my own stuff, and here we are. I'm overwhelmed a little bit by the Gimli Film Festival has been, you know, so lovely, and so you know, the support and the communication and the resources that they provide to filmmakers is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's one of the best festivals for that. Like, I haven't encountered many festivals that actually pay the filmmakers.
I was shocked.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, and I think it's free submission too, right?
I think it depends on the time period of the year, but even, you know, regardless, I feel like I'm getting more out of this festival in terms of relationship with other filmmakers, and also, you know, events, and, you know, there's so much support that, because my short has traveled a little bit, and I haven't been paid yet, so I'm just saying that by, you know, from the bottom of my heart, this has been so far the best experience I've had.
Yeah, no, you spend a lot of money getting your films into festivals, yeah. So this one, it's great that they pay for the screening, but the festival itself, like just in general, it's such a wonderful atmosphere, and you know, it's really, really enjoyable. So I'm very much looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I got to cover the event last year, and it was my first time attending. It was really fun just meeting people, finding about the history of the film festival, not knowing that it was a branch off of the Icelandic festival there. So that was something that was really cool to learn about. And just, yeah, the community coming together and growing and giving so many people the opportunity to share their stories. Winnipeg Indigenous Film Collective. I'm going to be talking with one of the people from the collective, and it's just a great and really cool thing to see that there's an opportunity and a place to highlight Indigenous created films. I know growing up, you know, when you hear about festivals or things, you know, Indigenous stories weren't really talked about that much in like the broader culture. So having a place like that is just so cool to see how people of so many diverse backgrounds can come and share their stories. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to most this year at the festival?
You know, just the seeing people, you know, with animation, you're very often just kind of working in a kind of a cave for the most part. Although obviously the film was done a year ago and I've been doing some independent work since then. But, you know, I know a lot of people in the industry and it's always fun to see them in that kind of an atmosphere. And it's the people. I'm really kind of excited about, you know, it's like my old group. I miss the fact that the last time I was there, I was hanging with Dave Barber, and that hurts. But, you know, I know that his spirit will be there in every way. And, you know, but yeah, I can't wait for that.
Well, but for you, Anna, I know like the Saturday is going to be incredibly busy, the pitch and the short film competition.
Yeah, I'm prepping for that big day, obviously, but there's also lots of other events that are going on around it, and I'm pretty excited about that. So this year was my first year experiencing festivals because it's my first film. So I'm still always kind of, you know, really excited just to show up and have, you know, some legitimacy being there. So I'm excited for that Saturday. I hope, you know, there's a lot of people who actually show up and, you know, share the excitement of the pitch competition and then the shorts competition, and then maybe we can all hang out on the beach after.
Well, yeah, there's so many evening events too. Yes. That
for someone who's looking to get into film, what advice that you wish you would have gotten getting into it?
Well, I've been in the industry for audiovisual production since 2015, so it's new to be an independent filmmaker. And that will sound so boring, but networking is so important. For me, actually, doing my own little projects that are small budget, and you know, you have to have a team of passionate people, and I'm so grateful that I've been able to meet some women who are just really excited about working on projects and being so involved. I was so proud to have an entire female crew on this shoot, and I think it just created such a great vibe, and everyone was just ready to do more and to work together, and just find people who you like to work with, and that will make your life way easier.
As far as animation goes, I would, like, first of all, if you're young, if you're under 21, I would say the best resource is the Sisler Create program. It's an amazing, amazing program. They also have film and they also do gaming there. So if you're a young person and you're thinking, you're curious about the industry, that would be the absolute best place to start if you can get in. You know, it's obviously limited seats and it's becoming more and more popular, but it's a phenomenal program. There are lots of animation programs out there. You can also self-learn the way that I did.
The internet is a great thing.
It's a great thing. There's always workshops. I'm hoping I might do a workshop in the fall with Winnipeg Film Group. So you know, those sorts of things will always help. Stay informed, look at what other people are doing. And
we have a lot of resources here because our industry is pretty big in Manitoba. We have, you know, you mentioned the film group, FTM, Film Training Manitoba, On Screen Manitoba, and we have NFB who's here. We have an office here, and so many different production companies that are very approachable too, right? If you just want to ask questions and say like, hi, I'm interested in your work, I think everyone's pretty open. It's a nice, small, tight-knit, I feel, community.
Yeah, there's so many people that I know that have gone to Toronto or Vancouver because that's where the action is, whatever, and then they come back because they realize that it's, you know, just as vital, if not more vital here, and they're not such a small fish here.
Yeah,
so
you can try things here.
Yeah, it's a great place for the film industry.
And I'd add, you know, the French film industry, which I mostly work in, we are the largest west of Ontario, for sure. It's a very big production. The level of productions, this year we've had multiple fictions of multiple million-dollar projects for big broadcasters and shot and produced entirely here. So this is something important to mention. We are a big hub for French production.
I also do freelance animation for a children's, like a French children's series through Manitou Media.
Oh.
So, you know, that's what they...
La Brigade.
Yeah.
La Brigade.
Yeah. Exactly.
We know everything.
Yeah. Totally. And, you know, they've been doing that for a number of years. They had another show, and they work with a production company out of New Brunswick, which is great. It works out fantastically. They're a great company to work for. But it sort of begs the question, we need to have something here, and it would be great, and because our tax credit is so excellent. Amazing. And that's why that they're always looking for animators from Manitoba, because the tax credit is so wonderful.
I'd say if you're looking for a job and you're bilingual and you're interested in animation, I think you should stay here and you'll have a lot of work.
Just to wrap things up, how about you just share your film again?
I'd Like to Thank My Body is the title of my film. And I hope my goal with this project was to, even if it only changes one person's mind, and to be kinder with yourself. Regardless of if it's a body image issue, if it's something, it's to appreciate yourself for who you are and how you are. And I hope someone watching might walk away feeling a little bit different.
Eight Rooms, it's really just a way to get you thinking about dreaming, and you know, it's about two characters that basically end up in some very strange rooms created by some very fun artists that they get to explore. And for me, the fun aspect of it was combining what I do with the fine artistry of all of these women. And the film has done well. It was at La FIFA. It was nominated at the Yorkton Film Festival. It's been at a number of films festivals all over the world. And there's also a visual component, like a gallery show that we've had two shows so far where we show all of the dioramas as well as the film. Mm-hmm. And one was at La Maison, and we have one was in Estevan. We have another one coming up in Yorkton, and one in Kenora, and also one at the AGSM in Brandon.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's fun to see, because then you can see all of the rooms that were created.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're enjoying the content from U Multicultural, why don't you head to u-channel.ca to see what else we have cooking. Hey, we also have more episodes on the way for the Gimli International Film Festival, and that'll be in next week's episode on Tuesday at 1 p.m. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U Talk, and have yourself a good one.
You know, it's a funny thing, right? Time. It never stops ticking, man.
Yeah. Black. Filter out the madness, try to imagine. It don't have to be tragic, doesn't take magic. It's a lake in Aspen or just a fort in aspirin. When it should get erratic, I wish life could be lavish. And love is all we brandish, above all, above average. Only goodish happens, stop doing damage. Arguing semantics, we should just offer answers. How many just offer cancer? Pharmaceutical bonanza, the money pits bananas. Corruption's always rampant, instead of fostering champions. We dreaming of the Hamptons, Forest Hills in Paris. Is this pretty, should I wear it? Only happy when they staring. Pretty people, it's apparent to all the heirs and heiresses, supporters and the nemesis. I propose an exodus, y'all know where the exit is. Slightly to the left of this, it's time for y'all to go. The ugliness is wrong and the good in us is one.
kila maduva na angu na tangola kanji vanangwigwa mama nangu hapa ni tangola kanji vanavo mekungwigwa elo nangu ni katangola vanado kususidone nangu hapa nalatanga kanji mene nangu nalatanga sino kutangola vino tu mangwigwe Tangola kandi vaname kungwigwa kanje vanava katangola nangu navigwa nangu makutandela namanya sino